This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. For the past several times, we've been studying with you about living the excellent life, living the life that goes beyond what the ordinary person lives, living the life that Jesus Christ would have you to live, as he indicated by or through his Apostle Peter in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, that the Lord Jesus Christ left us an example that we should walk in his steps. And we've been using as a basic text for this study throughout Matthew chapter 5, verse 47, where Jesus asked the question, "And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so?" We have thus far studied 8 different points in the living of the excellent life. And last time, without quite finishing the point, we had been talking about that we must come, in order to live the excellent life, to the point that we do not put our happiness in the hands of other people. We had pointed out that some are so dependent on the approval of others that they're constantly miserable and unhappiness. But we must learn to evaluate ourselves in the light of God's Word, recognizing that each one of us in the sight of the Lord Jesus Christ is worth more than the whole world, without regard to what any other human being may think of us. And along that same line, we must learn to laugh at ourselves. There is a real sense in which every one of us, because of our shortcomings, because of our peculiarities, is somewhat funny. I used to work at being a cartoonist, a caricaturist. And while I was in the South Pacific during World War II and drawing the caricatures of my fellow airmen, I found this to be true, that each one would laugh very heartily at the caricature of someone else, but that at his own caricature he could see nothing funny. I always made it a policy then of drawing a caricature of myself first so that they could see how very awful I could make myself look before I made them look awful. You know, we need to realize that each one of us is funny in a sense, and we need to learn to laugh at ourselves, to go through life with a sense of humor. The Lord Jesus Christ, in telling many of his parables, indicated that kind of thing, that kind of turn, not of laughing at himself, but of having a twist of humor involved in what he said. Learn to be happy, learn to be joyful. Learn to be happy now. Don't just say, "Well, someday I'm going to be happy," but learn to be happy now. You can be happy today, in fact, in this very hour. Another point involved in living the excellent life is to develop the power to bear trouble. We have recognized, of course, that every human life has trouble, has sorrow, has adversity. Some, of course, has more than others. Sometimes we are called to war to lose our affinity with our families, that in the sense of being called away from them. And I have seen men in time of war actually lose their minds because of the stress of the situation. Sometimes we're struck down by illness and we cannot stand it. We simply go to pieces. Sometimes our loved ones are struck down by illness and we cannot stand that. Just in the newspaper recently, I read of a woman whose son was so ill and how it had caused her to turn in bitterness against God. At least she faced that great temptation. But we must learn to recognize that we live in a world that's perfect for the purpose God had in giving it to us. That is, as a place to make our decision to either love and serve him or not. This is not a hedonic paradise. That is, it's not heaven here on earth. It's not just for pleasure, but there is the possibility that we may suffer also. There's a marvelous passage found in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." You see, God will be with us, and God will be with you in your trouble. I know you have trouble, you have various problems to face today, but face them with God, with the Lord Jesus Christ. Obey his will, be baptized into him, and live faithfully and strongly in his church. Our time is gone for today. I hope you'll be back with us next time, and until then, may the good Lord bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.